The Park City Board of Education is considering renting cell tower space to AT&T. They would install the towers on the outside wall of the Eccles Performing Arts Center. The lease agreement was reviewed by board members in Tuesday's meeting. They have several concerns about the proposal. Board President Andrew Kaplan says he is not comfortable with the cancellation terms.
I think we have to find out what the monthly rent is that we would be receiving, what the term of the lease would be, what the termination clauses would be, if it's mutually both sides can terminate, and then also what our liability would be if, you know, we needed to move those towers to another building, or if, which is unlikely because it would be on the Eccles.
Board member Petra Butler says she's concerned with the lease commitment to place towers on school buildings when the district is in flux.
I worry about if we do any construction or as we move through with master planning. I almost wish that we could wait until after we get through the master planning process so that we know what we're going to be doing with our buildings.
Yeah,
if I pay for them to come in and do some sort of installation, and we decide that we're going to do an addition or something else, and then we're going to say, hey, really, you're going to take your stuff out.
Kaplan says health risks will be evaluated before they make any decisions, and they'll have to evaluate any possible effects on the Eccles Center sound and performance operations.
I mean, what I do know is that they've gone kind of up and down that the 248 corridor, looking for someone who is willing to put their towers in, and as of yet, they've been unable to find someone. And so they've come to us, and our response has been, okay, let's look and see what they look like, let's see what your proposal is, and then we'll assess it. And I don't think we can make any judgments or assessments, you know, until we see how much they're willing to pay us, and we've finally seen what they would look like, and they're relatively inconspicuous from the drawings that we received. But I think what will really make our minds up is what the cost is versus any potential other related issues.
They have not reached out to neighbors who might be impacted. AT&T provided images that show the towers installed on the outside wall of the fly loft, which is the tallest part of the theater. Kaplan thinks the closest neighbors are in Aspen Villas, but he says they'll look into all the impacts. Kaplan says the AT&T lease payments would run from $1,200 to $1,500 a month.
That's the kind of the going rate. Now, whether or not that works for the district, and we haven't gotten a recommendation or a non-recommendation from the business administrator yet. He's unable to until we get clarity around the lease. But that seems to be the market rate. Now, whether or not the five of us think that that's, again, worthwhile, that's going to have to take place in an open meeting for discussion. We haven't had a real opportunity to digest it or discuss it yet because we don't know what the rent is. But I think, clearly, regardless of the rent, there's already some concern and opposition from some of the members.
They need a lot more information before they're able to vote on the cell tower lease. Kaplan says it will be discussed and voted upon in a future open session. Images of the proposed towers can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.